Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week number 5 of 100 days to 100Ks, my journey to running an ultra marathon in the Blue Mountains, a UTA 100 kilometer trail run over 4,500 meters of elevation, which I'll be taking on May 18th. I'm 5 weeks into training and absolutely loving it and excited to continue to bring you guys on with the journey, give you some tips along what I've been doing, and yeah, let you know on the equipment I'm using and everything it takes for me to get through this 100K. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the journey. And yeah, awesome episode today. Today's episode is going to be all about terrain and altitude and elevation training, and training specifically for the race. I'm going to talk to you about some of the things I've been doing over the last week to try and be a bit more specific with my training. So look out for that. A big thanks, of course, to 2X Espresso, our epic sponsor, the coffee sponsor for my run. Their functional performance coffee, the Delta Blend, is a premium Brazilian coffee infused with nootropics to help you get that feel of the epic coffee buzz and support focus all day. It's not just your normal coffee. It's a special coffee with extra nootropics added through it. So the 3 nootropics that are backed by hundreds of studies from credible journals like PubMed, Science Direct, and plenty more are alpha GPC, which is a type of choline naturally created in our brains and found in things like egg, red meat, and it helps boost focus, alertness, and has been shown to improve memory. L-theanine, which is an amino acid commonly found in tea leaves and supports that feeling of calmness and clarity without causing drowsiness. And Panax ginseng, which is a root plant and supports immunity, focus, and has been shown to improve memory as well. So the packet that I get, that I use, is just a 30-serve pack. It ends up being about $2.30 per serve, super cheap compared to your normal cafe coffee. But if you use my code Good Human, you're going to get a big 30% off, which means they go down to less than $1.60 a coffee. I love the salted caramel flavor. It's delicious. I just put the little bit of powder, chuck in a little bit of milk, and then a little bit of honey for me, and delicious, keeps me focused, and yeah, gives me that coffee buzz that I really love. So use that code Good Human over on their website, 2xespresso.com. That's 2xespresso.com. Use that code Good Human, 30% off. And yeah, let me know what you think. Tag 2x_espresso and the Good Human Factory on your Instagram. Let me know what you think. Also, another very special announcement, my new ambassador and sponsorship for this run is with Wild Earth Australia. So when I started to, I guess, get ready for this run, I started to go, wow, I've got this big mandatory equipment list that I need to go and get. And I spoke to my running coach and a few other people, and almost everyone was like, oh, you live on the Gold Coast, you have to go to Wild Earth up in Burleigh Heads. And I went online, had a look at what wildearth.com.au had, and I was like, this is the store for me. I wonder if maybe I can connect with them. So I reached out to them on social media, let them know about the, I guess, project that I'm undertaking, 100 days to 100Ks, and they're like, good on you, mate. You're a legend. Would love to support and would love to get on board. So they're going to be a sponsor for me. They're going to be sorting all of my equipment. I went in there this week and got some new running trail shoes. I got the Hoka Speed Goats, these speedy red ones, and far out. I wore them today for my first run, trying them out, and they were amazing. So if you head over to wildearth.com.au, you can check out all of their store. They do camping, hiking, climbing, running, bike, travel, water sports, tactical, tech, snow, women's, men's, kids, and everything in between. So it's your one-stop shop for everything you need for hiking, climbing, and yeah, all of that good stuff. So check out their website. I'm going to be sharing a lot more from them and all the different things that I've been picking up from their store over the rest of the run. So big thanks to Wild Earth for supporting the journey. Okay, today, what I'm going to chat about in my run before giving you an update on what I've been up to this week is a little around training specifically for this race that I'm doing. So there's something quite unique about this 100 kilometer race that I'm undertaking in the Blue Mountains. It has about 4,500 meters of elevation. And I never really understood the impact that that was going to have until I went for a training run today with Jai, my running coach. So the race, because it has so much elevation, you're really not trying to run at a certain pace. You're trying to run based on the terrain that you're running on. So because of the amount of elevation, there's a lot of stairs in this race. So today I went for basically a bunch of stair running. So I did a little 5K downhill at this place called Apple Tree, out just inland from the Gold Coast near Springbrook Waterfall and Springbrook National Park. And far out, it was a completely different type of running. So first we ran like downhill, and that was a whole new world for me. Running downhill is something that I thought naively was going to be the easy part of my run. When you're running downhill, downstairs, it's actually not that easy. You can't run too fast or you'll go over the handlebars. But when you're running downhill, you're kind of like catching yourself every step you take down, which is just a killer on the quads. So we did this just like really steep descent of over a kilometer today, which, yeah, I started to feel for the first time ever was really tough. So I'm going to be definitely doing plenty more downhill running. And also when you're running downhill and it's not stairs and it's down a rocky hill or, a slippery hill, it's really important to obviously watch where your feet are going and try and use the downhill and gravity to pick up a bit of speed, but then also be able to slow down with your quads and keep it safe and keep it stable. So that was a really interesting one. And then I learned a really cool trick today or tip today from Jai, my running coach, Jai Dean. You can go check out his episode a few weeks ago. And he was like, a thing that I always do once I go either downhill or especially uphill and get back to a flat surface or a slight incline that I can run, straight away start running. Because after an incline, you're obviously going to have your heart rate up, your legs are going to be burning, but you want to get that pace back on your flat straight away. So that's what we're working on today. We did the straight downhill, then we did a really steep uphill, and every time we got to a somewhat flat, we ended up doing a nice little paced run and keeping our momentum moving and getting the running going. But then the thing that fascinated me that I had no idea about before running trails and preparing for this 100K is you actually hike uphills. You're not running up the hills. Once it gets quite steep, and I was even doing this with my running coach, who's an elite runner, when you're running uphills, you almost got your legs, your hands on your legs, and you're sort of pushing yourself and sort of trudging your way up the hill, I guess you'd call it. And that was something that I didn't really understand was going to be a thing. I thought you were going to have to try and run up the stairs, but no, when you're going up the stairs, it's all about trying to like keep moving at a decent pace. And yeah, not let the heart rate spike too much, but it was hard today. Today, we did plenty of elevation, over 1,000 meters elevation in a 20-kilometer run today. I did 3 hours and far out, it was painful. So that was something I guess I wanted to bring to you guys all today is if you're looking at doing a ultra marathon or if you're looking at doing a marathon even that has a lot of hills in it, train specifically. Make sure you're incorporating into your training, getting a few hills in, getting a few stairs in, but then also getting some downhills in, because that was something that I feel like would catch a lot of people off guard, is learning that downhill running can be just as challenging as uphill, especially on technical terrain. So practicing downhill running technique to minimize impact and maintain control was so important. So that was a big one for me. If you're someone who is getting ready for a big run, make sure you do learn what the terrain's going to be like in the race and really respect the terrain and make sure you're doing a lot of training a little bit like that. So that's my little tip for this week. My little topic I was going to talk about is, yeah, learning your race, what you're going to be doing, and making sure you're training specifically for it. Because if I wasn't doing these hills and these stairs and this elevation in my training, I know I'd get to the race and just be, yeah, put in a position where I'm not really ready for it. So there's my little tip for this week. And now I'm going to take you through all the runs I did this week. So I had a pretty interesting week this week. I was on the road. I did over 30 hours of driving. So Monday, I woke up at 3 a.m. and drove to Port Macquarie from the Gold Coast, like 4 hours in the car. Did one of my mental health and environment well-being workshops at Charles Sturt University in Port Macquarie. I then had to get straight back in the car and drive all the way down to Sydney. So I didn't get any exercise in on Monday, which obviously wasn't great, but sometimes duty calls. And yeah, I couldn't get a session in Monday. I then had to get up Tuesday morning, early in the morning, and drive 5 hours to the Snowy Mountains to run a few of my mental health workshops. Did an afternoon workshop at 2 o'clock till 3. And then I was like, I need to get some running in. So in my schedule, I had just an easy post-car run. So I did 6Ks around on a little trail that I had in Tumut, a place in the snowy mountains, which was quite nice. I ran around this trail along this river. And then because it's a snowy mountain, even though it's summer, there's still ice that melts off it. So I went for a nice ice bath, little swim in the creek. So that was my Tuesday. Wednesday, I was meant to do a strength session, but I had to do a mental health workshop in the morning. I also did a 5K run in the morning, which just sort of rolled the legs over and got some stuff moving, doing like a 5 minute 11 pace. I was doing the day before a 4 minute 45 pace. So I was kind of sprinting the day before. A little bit easier on the Wednesday. Missed the gym session because, yeah, I was just busy, but made sure I got the run in. Thursday, I got up in the morning. I had some more mental health workshops to do. So I did a 5K run once again around the trail, around a 5 minute 10 pace, which, yeah, it was nice. I was just like, I need to get some K's in the legs while being on the road. That Thursday night, I then drove 5 hours back to Sydney, woke up Friday morning and had to drive from Sydney to the Gold Coast 10 hours actually, because I had to do an extra bit of driving to help my sister out with some stuff. So yeah, I was in the car for about 10 hours on Friday. So I'm pretty cooked by here. I've done so much time in the car, but also got about 16 Ks in. But I was like, you know what? I need to build this week and get a big week in. So I got up Saturday morning early and I went and did a run with Vanessa Angira, my running coach. You can go back and check out her episode. But she did a 160 kilometer 24-hour run on Friday into Saturday. So I went and took a little 6K with her. Every hour she was doing 6K, and then every second hour she would do 6 miles. So she did that for the whole 24 hours. Absolute weapon. So I got a little 6.5K run in with her on the Saturday morning. I then got a call from a friend of mine, Jack Doohan, previous guest on the podcast, who's a F1 driver. He's been hell into his running too. So I did a run with him and got another 5K in. So 11K on my Saturday, which was good. I kind of got up to 27K for the week, which was nice, but I knew I had to get a big run in if I wanted to build this week. So this morning while recording this, Sunday morning, I had a 3-hour run to do with Jai, my running coach. We went out to Apple Tree Stairs, did a good 5K on the stair. Then we did a nice 10K loop on this other little running trail at Springbrook Waterfall, which was just beautiful. Make sure you go check out my Instagram to see some of the beautiful scenery on that. And then we did an extra lap of the 5Ks on the stairs so we could really get some of that terrain training in, the down the stairs and the up the stairs. So that was my week. It was a long week on the road, as you've seen, 30 hours driving, got 47 kilometers in the legs, I think. If I look at my Strava real quickly right now, I think, 47.7 Ks, my biggest week yet, probably my biggest week of running ever. So nice to know the legs are feeling pretty good and I'm starting to tick over and build on it, but not be too sore. Got the new Speed Goat running shoes from Wild Earth. Love that. I also went into Wild Earth right after with Jai and started to look at all the different running vests that I need, the thermals that I need, some really lightweight trail running shorts, the head torch, and everything else in between. They have all of it in at Wild Earth, so you can go check it out. If you live on Burleigh, just type in Wild Earth and it'll come up and you can go check it out. Or if you're in Brisbane, I know they have another store. Or you can just go online, Australia-wide, the best store. You can get any of your running shoes, any of your equipment you need for ultra running, or just any sort of running or hiking and camping you can get in there. So I'll be talking a bit more about that as the weeks come along. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this running journey. If you haven't already, make sure you go back and check out last week's episode with Jack Ahern. Incredible guy with one of the wildest stories I've ever heard. Also, sorry, last week's episode was with Jackie Bell. Jackie Bell, youngest ultra runner to run an ultra marathon on every continent in the world. Incredible young Aussie athlete. She's also a Good Human Factory ambassador. I love the chat with Jackie. You guys are going to love it too. So go check out the last two Friday episodes. And yeah, if you're enjoying these episodes, do me a favor, share it with a friend who's running. If you're like, oh, we got to get into running, Cooper's doing it, we can do it too. Start following this journey. Hit that like or subscribe. Share it around your running groups because yeah, I want to do this. Run to hopefully inspire so many of you to step out of your comfort zone, to do a run that seems a bit longer than you think you could do, but knowing from me doing it, you can do it too. So if you're enjoying the run, tag me on your Instagram, send me a DM, let me know what sort of run you're getting after. And yeah, would love to know what you're thinking of the podcast. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love you all. See you on Wednesday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.